بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Backbiting and a good word.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون.
Presented by Abu Hasnain Murtaza Khan.
قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما
Produced and distributed by Knowledge, Books and Audio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innal hamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya la. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his immense favors and blessings upon this ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we find وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفًا. Insan has been created in a state of weakness, not just the weakness of when his mother gives birth to him, but the continuous journey of al-insan is full of weakness, that forever he fluctuates between a strong iman and a weak iman, and between doing khayrat, doing goodness, and even doing sayyi'at and committing evil deeds. Kullu bani Adam khata', all of the children of Adam err, all of them make mistakes. Wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun, and the best of those children of Adam are those who make the mistakes and then they are at-tawwabun, the ones who repent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the nature of al-insan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it with himself, that verily my mercy encompasses or overpowers my anger. That the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open for every single individual. We find certain sayyi'at, certain sins that people commit. And some sins are the major sins which many people are aware of, which they will avoid in their life. Shurbul khamar, the drinking of liquor or alcohol. Zina, fornication, and likewise riba, usury and interest. These sins are clear and many people will strongly avoid these sins and to stay away from them. However, the sin that we want to discuss today every single individual falls into that sin. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except for whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws His mercy upon that individual to understand this immense sin. All of us are guilty of this sin. And maybe if we commence on this reminder, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and remind, for verily the reminder does benefit the believers, because that is the whole of the Quran and the Sunnah. But a reminder for people to take heed and for people to turn back and develop a closer link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a sin which many of us undermine, because we used to place this sin on the scale of sins, then this falls under Al-Kaba'ir. As Imam Zahabi in his book Al-Kaba'ir, the major sins, and the majority of the ulama concluded, if not a consensus, that this sin min al-kaba'ir, that this sin is from the major sins. It is a sin which has crept into every single individual, the young, the old, the ignorant, and even the learned, that we find that people under the disguise of Islamic knowledge would even commit this sin. For some people, this sin has become a profession. Their whole life is based upon this sin. For some of us, it's become just a pastime, just to pass the time, that we delve into this evil sin and regard it as a form of relaxation. This kabira, this major sin, is none other than al-ghiba. Al-ghiba has much more than a greater meaning than slandering and lying and false speech, and also the meaning of backbiting and falsehood. That is amongst the meanings of al-ghiba. And it would be beneficial to look at, where does this sin stem from? Where is the essence of this sin? Then maybe we can begin to control ourselves whilst we may indulge in such an evil sin. And what we need to control is our tongues. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a word that you utter except for Raqib and Atid. And many of the ulama, as Ibn Kathir in Tafsir highlights, that Raqib and Atid is the name of the two scribes who write down our deeds on the right and on the left. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. But a word you utter except for it's scribed down, written down. Anything that stems out of your mouth has been written down by these noble scribes. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Verily upon you they are لَحَافِظِينَ, protectors over you, referring to the malaika. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ, noble scribes. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, they know what you are doing by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, writing down the actions or the words of al-insan. أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّ لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ. Do you think that we don't hear your private discussions and your najwa and your consultations amongst yourself? بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Nay, indeed, our messengers are scribing and writing down everything that you utter. It's once again evidence from the Quran that once you've uttered certain words, or whatever you utter has been written down by these noble scribes. Likewise, the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, let him speak well, speak good, or remain silent. It's something that we find very rare in this ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To either speak good or to remain silent is amongst the teachings or the golden teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abi Musa radiallahu anhu قال قلت يا رسول الله. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul muslimina afdal. What is the best type of Muslim? The best type of submission that one can do. قال من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. That is the best type of Muslim, that another Muslim is safe from your hand and from your tongue. That is what Islam is, that the minute you offer as-salam, then you, the other individual, is safe from you. Anything that you may utter is only peace. And likewise, another hadith we find, مَنْ يَدْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَدْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever guarantees for me whatever is between his two jaws, وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ, and whatever is between his two legs, أَدْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, I will guarantee, I'm a guarantor for that individual will have paradise. And we to analyze this hadith, that the masses of the Muslims, or the Muslim youth, do not protect their chastity. And likewise, the masses of those who wake up to Islam do not protect their tongues. That is two halves of this Muslim ummah, as been prophesied by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Preserve your tongues and preserve your chastity, and I will guarantee for that individual paradise. Likewise, we find, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمَ بِالْكَلِمَةِ, verily the slave utters out certain words. مَا يَتَبَيِّنَ فِيهَا, pays no attention to these words, or no attention to these words, or does not know the weight of these words. يَزِلُّ بِهَا إِلَى النَّارِ, continues to fall into the fire. أَبْعَدَ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, the distance which is like the east and the west, continuously falling in the hellfire because of al-kalima, because of one word. Pays no attention to this one word and is falling down into the hellfire, the distance which is like the east and the west. Likewise, we find nusus inside the Quran which prohibit al-ghiba. As for that which prohibits ghiba indirectly, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, woe to every slanderer. And here you find Imam Shawkani fi Fathil Qadir, where he explains what is al-hams. Al-hams bil-fi'l kal-ghamzi bil-ayn. Al-hams is to look down upon individual. Ihtikaru nas, sukhriya, to mock people, to ridicule people with a action. And that action is by the use of one's eye. That is hams. Amma al-lams fahiya bil-lisan kal-ghiba. And as for lams, is to insult an individual with your tongue. And wail only comes inside the Quran for the mushrikeen. Wa wailul lil mushrikeen. And wailul lil kuffar. And wail comes for those people who are disbelievers. Destruction for those people who behave in such a manner, who ridicule people through their actions, through the use of their eyes, look down upon other people, or slander people, or say things with their tongues. As for the clearest text inside the Quran, which highlights the prohibition of al-ghiba, that we find inside Surah Al-Hujurat, وَلَيَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Don't backbite one another. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother, the dead flesh of his brother? Would you love that? فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. And verily, that is something despicable, that is something hated in front of your eyes. Imam Shawkani, once again, fi Fathil Qadir, he explains the parable, that there is no verse in the Quran which gives a parable like this. The same way the dead person does not know that you are biting from their flesh, the same way the person who is living does not know that you are backbiting them. The person who is dead has no understanding of their body, cannot feel any pain. And likewise, when you insult or you backbite another Muslim, then it's like you are eating that individual's dead flesh. And the ulama, like Ibn al-Kathir, has been collecting Tafsir al-Qasimi, says here there is arba kanayat, four types of emphasis have been highlighted inside this verse, that there is no parable like this inside the Quran. The first concept is eating flesh. No human being ever perceives of eating any flesh, and then perceiving it to be your own brother's flesh, you cannot perceive that. And then thirdly, for that flesh to be dead, you will not perceive that. And then fourthly, would you love to do that? Nay, kalla. This is the emphasis that has been laid in this verse, that you should despise this, stay away from such an action, and not indulge in such an action when it's been clearly highlighted inside the Quran the repulsive action that this is. Like how defined in a hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَ, he asked his companions, do you know what al-ghiba is? قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ, Allah and his messenger know best. Even though they probably had a full knowledge of what is backbiting, but they wanted to hear it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zikruka akhaka bima yakrah, to make mention of your brother with that which he despises. And then it seek clarity. What does this mean? Qila afaraita in kana fi akhi ma aqul, what if this is true about my brother? That this statement I'm making about him is true. Qala in kana fihi ma taqul, if it is inside him what you are trying to state, then verily, فَقَدِ ابْتَبْتَهُ, then verily you have committed the act of backbiting. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ, and it does not exist in him, مَا تَقُولْ فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ, and verily you have slandered him. رواه إمام مسلم. So the first thing that you find, if you carry out this action, and if it is true, then this is the action of backbiting. And if it is not true, then you have slandered that individual. That is the definition and the meaning of al-ghiba. Even those close to him, he taught them and told them to avoid the action of al-ghiba. As we find, an Aisha radiallahu anha, قالت قلت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حسبك من سفية كذا وكذا. Sufficient it is for you regarding Safiya. قال بعض الرواة, some of the narrators of the hadith, they highlighted تعني قصيرة, to mean that she is short in height. That is the understanding that Aisha is trying to highlight about Safiya radiallahu anha, that she is behaving in this manner. لقد قلت كلمة, verily indeed you have said a word. You have said a word, لو مزجت به البحر لمزجته, that this word, if it was to be mixed with the ocean, it would blacken the ocean. Just this simple word to say, to give this understanding, she is qasira, she is short in height. This word, if ever mixed with the ocean, would blacken the ocean. So even warning the greatest companions that were close to him, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. As you find the famous hadith, that the Arabs had a custom that when they would travel on a journey, they would take a young boy with them, a ghulam, who would serve them in the morning. So when Abu Bakr and Umar, they awoke in the morning, they found their ghulam, the young boy who served them, sleeping in front of them. One of them made the statement, look at this individual, he is sleeping as if he is at home. Those are the only words that they said. Possibly for many of us, these words probably carry no weight or no meaning. This isn't backbiting. They stated, look at this individual, he's sleeping as if he is sleeping at home. Then they awoke him and said to him, prepare the futur, prepare the morning food, and call or send for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the young ghulam went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave the salam to him and said, they're inviting you or want to join you in the early morning meal, he said, give them my salam and tell them that they have already eaten. Tell them they've already eaten. When Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma received this news, they were startled and shocked. What does it mean that we've already eaten? And they came rushing to the obedience of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he highlighted to them that this is ghiba, this is backbiting, and you have eaten your brother's flesh just by stating these words. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِجَمِيعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, many people will hide under behind the veil that we don't commit ghiba, we just sit there and listen to it. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. There is the faculties of seeing, of hearing and understanding. Every single faculty you will be asked about it. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم. Don't seek to search for that you have no knowledge about. Likewise, we find inside the Quran, وإذا سمعوا اللغو أعرضوا عنه. If they hear vain talk, frivolous talk, talk that has no benefit, they are the believers who turn away from that. Likewise, the sifat of the mu'mineen. In the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd chapter of the Quran, قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ. That is the sifat of the believers. The first sifat, those who have khushu, submissiveness inside their salah. And then, the third verse highlights, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, who turn away from laghu, vain talk, false talk, indecent speech, something that doesn't concern you, is amongst the sifat of the believers to stay away from such talk. And likewise we find, what is vain and false talk? In this day and age, even the hadith we find these words have been mentioned, قِيلَ وَقَالَ, this and that. How many of us live under this pretense? This was said and that was said. And this is something despicable according to the hadith upon a believer. And likewise another hadith, it is not befitting for a mu'min or for a Muslim to convey every single thing that he hears. Every single thing that he hears, to just convey it to mankind. That is not the way an insan is, a Muslim is. That whatever somebody drums into your mind, drums upon your tongue, you just convey it to the rest of humanity. That is not the way the believer is. That is shirk. That is evil to follow everything without having a deep understanding and perception of that. And as we stated in the previous hadith, the shurah, the explainers of this hadith, regarding Abu Bakr and Umar, the hadith does not state whether Abu Bakr said the words or Umar said the words. Both of them are guilty, is how the ulama have understood this hadith. They don't mention who said the words. That highlights the point that a person should not sit and indulge with people who commit the action of backbiting. As for a clearer hadith, hadith hawla zani, the hadith about a person who committed this sexual relationship, committed zina. As we find that when this individual was stoned to death, when he was stoned to death, that was the had, that was the punishment laid down, Islamic law, upon this individual who committed adultery. Two individuals, when they saw this individual dying in this manner, they said these words, "Unzur ila hadha rujima mithul kalb." Look at this individual, has been stoned to death like a dog. These are the words that two men entered, made this statement. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remained silent. After the burial, as he walked past a dead corpse, a dead animal lying on the ground, he said, "Where is Fulan and Fulan?" He called them over and he said, "Kula min hadha." Both of you, eat from this dead corpse now. Both of you, eat from this dead corpse. Meaning, you committed the act of backbiting, and this individual had taken the punishment, and you insulted him in this manner. So now both of you, your punishment is to eat from this dead corpse. And that's how we find, so the one listening is an accomplice, is equally sinful as one who is uttering these words. And that's how we find that the mu'min, the believer, should remind that individual, that is strong iman, that now what you are doing, you are committing the act of backbiting. If that is not possible, then try to change the topic, enter it into another topic as a way of hikmah. And then thirdly, if that is not even possible, to stand up and to leave is the way of the believer. Because on this pretense of jama'at, of your personal mashayikh and leaders and authorities and groups, people would sit there and slander and backbite about other people. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَقْوَى. Be just, that is close to taqwa. Every single individual will have to answer for themselves on the day of judgment. وَكُلُّمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every single individual will come on the day of judgment on his own. أَتَدَرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is the loser? Who is the loser on the day of judgment? The loser on the day of judgment is the one. It's not the one who does not have dinar wala dirham. The loser on the day of judgment is that individual. That wretched individual. شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. Slandered this one, indecent speech, and attributed falsehood to another one. Until all of his khairat, all of his good deeds are taken away. And the sayyat of the individual he has talked about will be placed upon his shoulders. That is what we need to remember. That if we follow every single thing that is told to us, that there are some people from humanity, haqooqullah, rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. For he is ghafoor rahim. As for haqooqul ibad, the rights of the slaves, not every single thing is the same. When you slander another Muslim, you backbite against him, you insult him, you speak evil of him, then some Muslims on the day of judgment will stand there and seek their retribution. Remember those words. Some Muslims may forgive you, that now is the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, I forgive you. But not every single thing is the same. Because for some people, the slander and the accusations have penetrated into their heart, that they will not forgive those individuals. And this task of speaking about other people is a role that only belongs to those people who have the ability to do it. Now for every single individual, for whatever they see in society, that you are guilty by association, guilty by talking to an individual, that this has to be said about you. Every single individual should refrain and control their tongues, to remember that they have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that day of Al-Hisab. And that's how we find that if there's any part of our body that needs to be incarcerated or to be imprisoned, as many of the Salaf stated, that is Al-Lisan, the tongue. Abu Bakr would pull out his tongue, that this is what could lead me to destruction. And likewise the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when the Prophet Muhammad said to him, Thaqulatka ummuk, as a form of Arab speech, may your mother perish. When he said, are we going to be taken from the words that we utter? Indeed you will be taken from the words that you utter. The thing that will drag many people on their faces into the hellfire is because of hasad, because of the fruits and the vegetation and the cultivation of their lisan, of their tongue, will drag many people into the hellfire. So we find that we should turn and make repentance back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stay away from this kabira, this major sin that all of us are indulging in at the moment, and to be very, very careful about the words that we use. And some of the ulama go to another opinion or highlight another condition. You should go and seek retribution from that individual. Go and seek forgiveness. But even then, as we know, that deen is yusr and easiness. That you find it difficult, that it may cause hardship between you and that individual, then pray for their goodness. And whenever they mention again, then speak well of them, is the way of the believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us free from this evil sin, to make us learn about this evil sin, and only to speak upon ilm, upon knowledge and basira and insight, and be to just and fair according to using the text of the Quran and Sunnah, and not to ridicule any individual or to speak ill of them or to use immoral names towards other individuals, because ad-deenun nasiha, the whole is deen is only but sincere advice, bil kalima tayyib, with the good words to be encouraged upon every single individual. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad kama barakta 'ala Ibrahim wa 'ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul 'alim wa tub 'alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة دلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuing the speech or the usage of the tongue, وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ, that we have given al-insan the tongue and two lips. And we mentioned previously two incorrect usages of the tongue. One, the use of the munafiqun, the hypocrites, the way that they use their tongue. وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. And if they're to speak, they want you to listen to their statements. تَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. They think every single thing is upon them. That is the incorrect usage of the tongue. To speak ill of Al-Islam, to speak ill of other people, and to spread rumors. And likewise, we find the other incorrect usage of the tongue is al-ghiba, backbiting. Today we want to look at the correct usage of the tongue. That after mentioning and giving a quick summary of the incorrect usage of the tongue, to look at how we should use our tongues, how we should use our lisan in the good things which have been laid down in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because amongst the task and the role and the sending of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as highlighted inside the Quran, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, he orders them the good and he forbids them from the evil. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, he makes the good things halal for them and he makes the evil things, the impure things, haram upon mankind. The general meaning of this verse is the good things that we eat and we drink. الطيبات, the good food and the good provision. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and he makes haram upon them every single thing which is khabith, which is impure, which is something which is not good. And the deeper meaning of this verse is none other than good speech. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches mankind what is good character and good speech. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and likewise he teaches them that which is khabaith, the evil speech and the incorrect speech. And we find that good character and behavior are linked with good things. يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَاعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, O Messenger, eat of the good things. وَاعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and do righteous actions. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبُلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and only accepts that which is pure. Meaning that if your sustenance is pure, then your actions should be pure as well. Is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he taught people that which was halal and that which is haram. What is good speech and what is bad speech. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. The impure, the evil women are for the evil men, and the evil men are for the evil women. Meaning, one of the meanings is indecent speech. Because through incorrect speech, a person can create warfare, hatred, animosity, and even divorce between a husband and wife through the incorrect use of one's tongue. And then we find the opposite as well. وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ, and good men for good women, and good women for good men. Meaning that good speech only brings about good for both individuals, for both the men and the women. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ, say that the good and the evil can never be the same. That when somebody is speaking indecent speech, any individual can see that is not the same as tayyib, as something which is pure and something that is good. That a person needs to remove themselves, even though speech may have a tendency to listen to immoral speech and immoral words. But the people of iman inside their heart should recognize that evil speech cannot be the same as good speech. And that's why we find that a small piece of flesh, yet difficult to control. مَنْ يَدْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَدْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever guarantees for me that they will preserve that which is between their two jaws and that which is between their two legs, أَدْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, I will guarantee for that individual a place in paradise. وَسُئِلَ عَنْ أَكْثَرْ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ النَّارِ فَقَالَ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرَجِ. What is, how are the masses of the people going to end up going to the hellfire? What will lead them to the hellfire? فَقَالَ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرَجِ, their mouth and their private parts. The masses of people will end up going to the hellfire through a lack of control of their speech and a lack of control of their sexual behavior. And a hadith narrated by Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that if you do not control your tongue, فَقَالَ لَهُ كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا, restrain this. And he pointed to his tongue. Restrain your tongue. قُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ, he stated, O Prophet of Allah, وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ, are we going to be brought forth to account with that which we speak? Mu'adh ibn Jabal didn't perceive the fact that everything you utter, you'll be brought forth to accountability. فَقَالَ ثَقِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ, may your mother perish. As a way of admonition to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that you have misunderstood the use of one's tongue. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ, رواه إمام ترمذي. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ, will people not be thrown or dragged on their faces into the hellfire except for the harvest or the fruits of their tongue? أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَا أَخْوَفُ مَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ. And the individual asked the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what do you fear for us the most? What do you fear the most that could fall upon an individual? فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا, and he took his own blessed tongue and he said, this is what I fear for you the most. This is what I fear for you the most. And we need to be careful of the words that we use. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مَا يَتَبَيَّنُ فِيهَا يَزِلُّ بِهَا إِلَى النَّارِ أَبْعَدُ مِمَّا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. An individual utters a word and pays no attention to that word, and he continues to fall in the hellfire, the distance between, further than the distance between the east and the west. And another hadith we find, for 70 seasons, that individual is falling in the hellfire, بسبب الكلمة, because of one word he or she utters, is falling deep down into the hellfire. And all of us should be reflecting over the verse, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word you utter, except for the two angels. As some of the mufassirun who explain the Quran go to the opinion that Raqib and Atid are the names of the two angels that have been placed on the right and on the left. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, noble scribes who write down everything that you do. And then we find that if we look in our balance, in our mizan of the use of our tongue, we don't find the following ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kalimatani khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila ar-rahman. Two words which are very light upon the tongue. Thaqilatani fil mizan, very heavy in the scales. Habibatani ila ar-Rahman, and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, subhanallahi al-azim. Such easy words to utter, but yet how many of us are ghafilun, are heedless of making such simple dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس رواه مسلم. If I utter the words سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس, is more beloved to me than whatever the sun rises upon, are the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, الدنيا وما فيها, the world and whatever it contains. These words are more beloved to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Such simple words are better than the dunya and whatever the dunya contains. Inna habbal kalami ilallah, the most beloved speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subhanallahi wa bihamdi. Glorified be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise belongs to Him. At-tuhuru shatrul iman, purity, cleanliness is half of iman. Walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan, the praise of Allah fills the mizan. Wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal-ard. And as for subhanallah walhamdulillah, it fills whatever is in the heavens and the earth, or the weight is equivalent to the heavens and the earth. In another hadith we find, afdalu dhikr la ilaha illallah, the best dhikr that an individual can make is la ilaha illallah. Rather we find upon us, la'natallahi ala al-kathibin, may the curse of Allah be upon the liars. That is what many of us we find in our speech. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated clearly inside the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be with the truthful people. Because verily truthfulness, as-sidq, leads to birr, leads to piety, and piety leads one to the Jannah. Wa innal fujur, and evil and rebellious behavior, or lying, leads to fujur, and fujur leads one to the hellfire and becoming known as an individual who is a liar. And many of us carry mass actions that we carry out on a daily basis, much prayer and much fasting that we do, but on the day of judgment many of us unfortunately will be amongst those people. Atadaruna manil muflis, do you know who the loser is? قَالُوا مَنْ لَا دِنَارْ وَلَا دِرْهَمْ لَهُ, the loser is the one in a state of poverty, the one who has no property. The companions understood is the one, مَنْ لَا دِنَارْ وَلَا دِرْهَمْ لَهُ, who has no silver or gold coins, who has no pounds and dollars, is the one who is the loser. And he stated that is not the one who is the loser on the day of judgment. The loser on the day of judgment is the one who comes with kathratu salah wa kathratu siyam, excessive praying and fasting and good actions and even good aqaid and good belief. Walakin shatama hadha wa qadafa hadha, he swore at this individual, he slandered at this individual, that all of his good deeds are taken away, and the people he insulted would seek retribution on that day and then place their own sins on this individual who believes that he or she is a successful one. And if we are not insulting and defaming and swearing, then we are gossiping and slandering. وَلَا يَغْطَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِحْتُمُ, don't backbite and slander one another. Would one of you like to eat the dead flesh of your brother? فَكَرِحْتُمُوهُ, and indeed you would despise that. And if we don't do that, then we are forever boasting and bragging about the things that we have done on this dunya. And this is none other than the way of shaitan. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ, I'm better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. This boasting and bragging has led so many people that they feel أَنَّهُمْ أَحْلُ الْجَنَّةِ, that they are people of paradise, and they have the تَذْكِرَ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, that they have the tickets to Jannah. None has the right to enter into Jannah except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only a point of aqa'id and belief that the people who search for the true belief hope and aspire to be amongst those people who will be amongst Ahlul Jannah. Are from amongst the works and the teachings of the great Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. At the end of his Aqeedatul Wasatiyah, he highlights himself that he hopes and aspires to be those people of Ahlul Jannah and Paradise. So we need to learn to restrain our tongues. Amsik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue. Grasp hold of your tongue. And likewise, if I know hadith ma rawahu Imam Tirmidhi, إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان. When a son of Ibn Adam wakes up in the morning, every single part of his body curses him or gives him a warning. تقول اتق الله فينا. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding us. فإن استقمت استقمنا. If you are steadfast, O tongue, then the rest of the body will be steadfast. Likewise, we find Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was known for grabbing his tongue, holding fast to his tongue, and thinking about everything that he uttered. As for if we read in the books, كتب الرقائق وكتب الزهد وكتب الورع of taqwa and consciousness, and those ahadith which have been authenticated, and the words of the Salaf, that how many of us fail to understand that what is the way of these noble and generous people. Before I speak, I think 40 times before I utter a word, is how some of them understood the use of one's tongue. نُقِيلَ وَقَال, to utter everything that comes into one's mind and everything that comes in front of one's face, to narrate it, is something evil for an individual, as the wordings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and yarwi kullu ma sami'a aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to narrate everything that he or she hears, is an evil attribute for a Muslim to have, to just narrate anything and say it to mankind. And that's how we find that the best speech is a speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahi li wa lakum ولجميع المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, as for الكلمة الطيبة, as for the good word, then it remains until the day of judgment, as we find inside the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, ألم ترى كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the parable of a good word? كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, like a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلُهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. And the majority of the Mufassirun go to the opinion that كلمة طيبة, as Imam Sa'di في تفسيره, كلمة طيبة is the word or the statement La ilaha illallah. But that does not negate that the good words that we utter do not fall into this verse. That a good word is like a good tree. Asluha thabitun fil ard. Its branches or its root is established inside the ground. Wa far'uha fis samaa. And the branches are inside the sky. تُؤْتِي أُكُلُهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. And every so often, it gives out the good fruits. That is the parable of good speech. كَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the opposite as well. He mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ. As for the evil word, كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ, is like an evil tree. اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار, has been uprooted and lifted upon the earth. ما لها من قرار, and has no stability. These are the two parables in the Quran, A good word is forever lasting until the day of judgment. And an evil word has no basis in this dunya. مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ and has no stability on this dunya. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ To him goes the good words. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ And the good actions lifted up as well. The good words go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the use of good words has been given even to the previous nations. وَقُولُ لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا And say to mankind good things, referring to Ahlul Kitab. And how strange it is that it's not possible for the Muslim to be La'an, an individual who curses other people, even if it be the disbelievers. As we find, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَحْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ Don't dispute with the people of Ahlul Kitab. إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ Except for with good speech and good conduct. أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ And debate with them in a good manner. These are ayat which are talking about Ahlul Kitab. The way that we debate with Ahlul Kitab إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ وَبِالْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ And with great regret. This is the way that we should conduct ourselves towards the non-Muslims. As for the way that we conduct ourselves towards other Muslims. La'an. To curse and to abuse and to insult. Is not amongst the way in the character of the believer. That even those people who even write refutations about individuals are always correct in the use of their speech. And never ever go over the mark to insult the person's personal character and behavior. But rather to look at the nusus, to look at the text and the evidences, and to highlight the incorrect belief and understanding that this person has developed. وَقُلْ لِي إِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ And say to my believing servants, to say that which is good. That is the command that is given to the Muslims. That forever to say something good. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ وَفِي بَعْضُ رَوَايَاتِ أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ Whoever believes in Allah on the last day should speak good or remain silent. If speech is silver, then gold is silence, is the famous Arab proverb. That if we cannot use our tongues in the correct manner, then the best thing to do is to remain silent, to make sure that no wizard No sin is placed upon us. And likewise we find that the best speech is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Forever, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ And the dhikr of Allah is the most greatest thing that a person can achieve. And many people are far away. The path of tranquility As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted inside the Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ Those are the individuals الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ And their hearts come at rest with the dhikr of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ And indeed in the remembrance of Allah does the heart find tranquility. And that's how we find so many ahadith. And so many books which have been written. عمل اليوم والليلة على أذكار الإمام النووي. And likewise we find الوابل السيد من كلم الطيب لابن قيم الجوزية. The student of Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Who mentions in his book about أذكار. وفي الذكر أكثر من مئة فائدة. And in the remembrance of Allah, there's more than 100 benefits. More than 100 benefits. Which he has listed inside his great work talking about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise we find that he has probably understood this hadith. And many of us fail to understand this hadith. مَثَلُ الَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرْ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ The parable of the one who remembers Allah and the one who does not is like the parable of the living and the dead. The masses of mankind at the moment are in a state that they are dead, because they do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They be the general people walking in the street, and even Muslims in specific. The example of the one who remembers Allah and the one who does not is like the living and the dead. لا يقعد قوم في مجلس يذكرون الله فيه. There's not a group of people who sit down and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. That the angels come down upon them and tranquility comes down upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them amongst himself. وهذا الحديث ما رواه إمام مسلم. And this hadith has been narrated by Imam Muslim. Because many people feel that the people of tasawwuf, of dhikr and remembrance, have misunderstood many of the hadith. But where are we from this hadith, whereby we sit down and we make dhikr of Allah, that the angels come down and they enshroud us with their mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of those people amongst himself. For verily these places of dhikr are Riyadul Jannah, are gardens of paradise. What are the gardens of paradise? Hilaqul dhikr, the circles of making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it should be highlighted that a dhikr is not necessarily sitting in a jama'ah, in a congregation, and making dhikr together, as some people have understood. Dhikr can be sitting all on your own and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أنا عند ظني عبدي بي. I am as my servant perceives me. وأنا معه إذا ذكرني. I am with him when he remembers me. فإن ذكرني في نفسي في نفسه. If he remembers me within himself, ذكرته في نفسي. I remember him with myself. وإن ذكرني في ملئي ذكرته في ملئي خير منه or منهم. If he makes mention of me in a gathering, I make mention of him in a better gathering than that. And just like the verse, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. That the whole of ibadatul insan, the worship of the human being, is بين الشكر, بين الذكر والشكر. Making dhikr of Allah and being grateful to him. And that's why after the salah we find, اللَّهُمَّ عَيْنِي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ. Oh Allah, give me the ability and the strength and aid me to make mention of you and to be grateful to you. And as Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah mentioned, that shukr is nisful iman. To be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is half of iman. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you be grateful to me, then I will forever increase my blessings upon you. However, we find in our gatherings, ما من قوم يقومون من مجلس لا يذكرون الله فيه إلا قاموا عن مثل جيفة حمار وكان عليهم حسرة رواه أبو داود وإمام أحمد في مسنده. As for the gathering that we gather and we sit in, ما من قوم يقومون, not a people get up from a gathering, لا يذكرون الله فيه, they never make mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that gathering, إلا قاموا, except when they stand up, and مِثْلِ جِيفَةِ حِمَارِ, except they stand up from a gathering of a dead corpse, a dead donkey lying there. وَكَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً, and that will be a form of disgrace for them on the day of judgment, such gatherings. In another hadith we find, there is not a group of people who don't make dhikr of Allah. وَلَمْ يُسَلُّوا عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَةً فَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ وَإِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ. Those people who don't make the dhikr of Allah, who don't make the salah and the salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will be a form of destruction for them on the day of judgment. In sha'a yu'adhibuhum, if he wants he can punish them, wa in sha'a yaghfir lahum, and if he wants he can forgive them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we find that all of us should be amongst those people who strive to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Oh, you who believe, be amongst those people who make excessive dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in this day and age, whereby we find that many people have various things to discuss and far away from making the adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it ba'du salah or fi subh or before after salatul fajr or ba'du al-asr, whenever the time is that a person should sit down and spend a portion of their day making the masnoon, the recommended adhkar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write us among those people, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, the male men who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the female women who sit and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.